Chapter 11.
Minister Davidge, the Imperial Minister of Logistics, tapped at the console of his computer, flipping through screen after screen of numbers arranged in columns, tables, graphs, and charts. The entirety of the Empire was represented in those numbers. Every citizen, every soldier, every subjugate, and every slave on every world. Every ship in every fleet, as well as all the resources produced across all the systems and sectors under Imperial control, was accounted for in mind-numbing detail and accuracy. The totalitarian rule of the Emperor had led to a very efficient and organized system of inventories and censuses that measured everything under his control. And though he was gone, much to Minister Davidge's relief, the bureaucratic network he'd installed still remained. The screens and screens of numbers were the lifeblood Davidge needed. Without accurate, up-to-date data, he couldn't do his job. And in his mind, it was clearly the most important job in the Empire. Logistics, on a meta scale, were the be-all and end-all of the Empire's survival. Resources and manpower dictated supplies and labor, which dictated the potential production and expected consumption of everything. Without him, the Empire had no plan to guide its course. Without him, the Minister of War wouldn't know how many ships or troops to send to each sector, or which worlds were worth fighting for, and which weren't worth the resources to defend. Even the Dark Council's members relied on him to give them a sense of the relative strength of the Empire compared to the Republic. Unfortunately, the Minister lacked hard numbers on the Republic. Ever since the collapse of Imperial intelligence, data on the enemy had come from estimates, assumptions, and guesswork. It added variance to his equations, and Minister Davidge hated variance. It required him to provide predictions for both high and low ends of the spectrum, doubling his workload as he offered up predictive models tracking the ebb and flow of the Galactic War. Even using the lowest estimates of Republic resources, the truth was inescapable. The tide had turned against the Empire. And if something didn't radically change over the next few years, their defeat was inevitable. It was simple math. The minister finished up his final review of the data, gathered his report, and stood from his desk, stretching to loosen his cramped and tired muscles. He'd been huddled over the chair for nearly 12 hours, but Darth Maar had presented him with a question, and Davidge needed to be sure of the answer before he replied. Confident in his analysis, he turned and headed to the locked Durasteel door in the back of his office. He punched in the 16-digit code to unlock it, stepped inside, and sealed the door behind him. He moved quickly over to the communications console in the center of the room and activated the black cipher to send out an encrypted message to Darth Maar. The Sith Lord answered immediately. Clearly, he'd been waiting for Davidge's call.
"My lord," the minister said. "I've reviewed the situation in the Boronal system as you commanded."
"I assumed as much when I saw your call,"
Maar answered, his voice calm and cold as the grave. Davidge suppressed an urge to shudder. He didn't like dealing with the Dark Council. The Sith Lords were strange creatures beyond his comprehension. They were driven by emotion and passion, rather than logic and careful analysis. They often relied on visions and prophecy gleaned through the Force, allowing some mystical, unquantifiable power to guide their actions, rather than the undeniable truth of numbers. And sometimes, they stubbornly refused to believe what he tried to tell them, especially when he delivered news they didn't want to hear.